Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. With flu talk dominating the media, an unknown fact has surfaced that may be the most important fact to know, and it may just be more threatening than the flu itself. According to Clinical Infectious Disease, the largest killer of the 1918 flu was not the flu itself, but rather the aspirin taken to relieve the symptoms. According to the article, the Surgeon General, the U.S. Navy, and the American Medical Association recommended the use of aspirin just before the big spike in deaths during the 1918 flu. What people do not realize is that aspirin can be toxic. The result is hemorrhage and fluid buildup in the lungs that can lead to death from respiratory complications. Taking too much aspirin causes a series of events that disrupt the body's metabolism. The effect eventually leads to dysfunction at a cellular level. It is important to remember that while everyone is losing their head about the flu, that you keep yours and use common sense. It seems that not a day goes by where we don't hear about another food contaminated with E. coli. It is so commonplace that we barely think about it. Unfortunately, the problem is much more serious than most people realize, and the worst offender may be one of the most popular foods. With food conglomerates running the food chain, the ability to inspect meats and vegetables for contamination has become a huge issue, if not near impossible. Take ground beef, for example. Records show that ground beef is not simply a chunk of meat run through a grinder. Instead, a single portion of hamburger meat is often an amalgam of various grades of meat from different parts of cows and even from different slaughterhouses. These cuts of meat are particularly vulnerable to E. coli contamination. What is most amazing is there is no federal requirement for grinders to test their ingredients for the pathogen. Not only is beef from a mixture of many slaughterhouses, but the meat itself is made from trimmings and a mash-like product derived from scraps. Then this low-quality meat is treated with ammonia to kill off bacteria. These low-grade ingredients are cut from areas of the cow that are more likely to have had contact with feces, which carries E. coli. Cargill, one of the conglomerates we are talking about, saves about 25% on the cost of beef by using this low-quality product, and the government lets them set their own safety standards. Unless you are buying locally raised grass-fed beef, we would suggest next time you tell them to hold the pickles and hold the lettuce, also tell them to hold the burger. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how you may be shopping for health insurance, just like you book a trip online, and why some fish may be raising your blood pressure.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Ever hear of health insurance exchanges? Well, if not, you will soon. Every proposal before Congress to overhaul the nation's healthcare system includes a creation of a health insurance exchange, a place where small businesses and individuals can go to compare prices and benefits of various insurance companies and choose what best fits their needs and budgets. Sort of like going online to book an airline ticket using Travelocity or Expedia. Sounds like a good system, right? Well, critics of the system say that what appears to be a good idea may not actually stimulate new competition among health insurers. In other words, what happens if you build the exchange and no insurers show up to play? The result could be too few choices and insurance companies charging too much for too little. Then there is the problem of big insurance conglomerates dominating the market and keeping smaller insurance companies that may be able to offer a more competitive solution out of the market. One thing for sure, a lot of big players have a lot of political influence, and the end result may be just more of the same. And for our last story, according to a recent paper from the American Heart Association, Inuit men and women from northern Quebec, whose diets are very high in fish, have up to 10 times the level of mercury than seen in the general population. High mercury levels have been associated with everything from neurological disorders, learning disabilities, behavioral disorders, thyroid issues, memory loss, and now elevated blood pressure problems. Even the high levels of beneficial omega-3s and selenium found in some fish could not compensate for the higher blood pressure caused by the mercury. The study went as far as to recommend staying away from tuna, swordfish, marlin, and shark. Fish with high levels of mercury but low levels of omega-3s and selenium. Finally, recommending that children and nursing mothers should stay clear of fish with the highest mercury levels, the FDA felt the benefits of fish outweigh the mercury risks in middle-aged and older men and postmenopausal women. Seems kind of strange, since these are the age groups with the biggest blood pressure issues. And lastly, as we do each time, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Humans are the only animals to produce emotional tears. In the animal world, humans are the biggest crybabies, being the only animals who cry because they've had a bad day, lost a loved one, or just don't feel good. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.